Okay, welcome to the fourth place game for the 2005 NAQT High School National Championship. This features Mission San Jose High School from California versus Solon High School from Ohio. The teams are set, the buzzers are set, and for this first toss-up, you should have pencil and paper set. Here we go. You have 8 white socks and an unknown number of black socks in a drawer. If you choose one at random, replace it, and again choose one at random, the probability that you get a white sock both times is 1/16. This means that the number of black socks in the drawer is, for 10 points, Mission San Jose.
24.
That's the number. Nice. This activity is often cited as a significant element in forcing CBS to admit that its documents condemning George W. Bush's military service records were forgeries. For 10 points each, first, name this activity that gave rise to Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2004. Answer, please.
Evasion.
Blogging. Oh. Salem Pax became notable for blogging from this city in 2003.
Seattle.
Baghdad. This 11-letter word is sometimes used for the entirety of the world's blogs, their creators, and the information they contain.
Blogosphere.
Blogosphere?
Is that 10?
Was it 11 letters?
Yeah.
Blogosphere.
Does contain 11 letters, 10 points. Toss up. The protagonist fails to buy them from Nozdryov, but 128 are purchased from the miser Plushkin, along with 78 fugitives. The one from Sobakevich costs only 2.5 rubles each, and Manilov sells them because he must pay taxes on them. And this is Solon.
Dead souls.
They are dead souls. For 10 points each, name these fictional teachers. Though shy and rather dull, he becomes the favorite teacher at Brookfield Boys School, where he teaches from the 1870s to the 1920s. Answer, please.
No answer.
He's Mr. Chips. She promises to transform a group of girls at the Marcia Blaine School in 1930s Edinburgh into the creme de la creme.
I don't know now. It's Little Princess School.
Say it.
I don't remember.
Answer, please.
No answer.
She's Miss Jean Brody. Holden Caulfield admits this NYU professor and heavy drinker, his former Pensy Prep English teacher. Or admires that.
I don't know. Okay.
Nothing.
Mr. Antolini, no points. Toss up 3. 2 months after it was announced, $400 million were appropriated for aid to 2 countries. In response to it, Andrei Vyshinsky attacked warmongers at the United Nations, and the Comiform War was created. For 10 points, what foreign policy doctrine pledging the U.S. to help Greece and Turkey, Mission San Jose?
Truman?
Yes. Truman Doctrine. During this process, a nucleus splits into 2 or more smaller nuclei plus some byproducts. For 10 points each, first, name this energy-releasing process.
Fission.
Correct. This is the amount of fissile material necessary for a sustained nuclear chain reaction.
Critical mass.
Yes. Fission was discovered by Otto Hahn and this physicist, whom the National Women's Press Club honored as Woman of the Year in 1946.
Meitner.
That's all 30. Toss up 4. This material is made from the monomers 1,4 phenyldiamine and Mission San Jose.
Nylon.
Sorry, I'll complete. And terephthalate chloride. It has poor compressive strength, but extraordinarily tensile strength that comes from hydrogen bonds between its silk-like planar layers of aromatic chains. For 10 points, name the synthetic fiber invented by DuPont that is commonly used in fire suits, canoes, extreme sporting gear, and bulletproof vests. Solon.
Kevlar.
Kevlar is right. For 10 points each, name the musicals in which you would find these songs. Mr. Snow and You'll Never Walk Alone. Answer, please.
Sound of Music?
Pardon me?
Sound of Music.
It's Carousel. Another suitcase in another hall, and on this night of 1,000 stars.
Say it. Music Man?
That's Evita. Edelweiss, Do Re Mi.
Sound of Music.
That's Sound of Music for 10. Toss up 5. The central relationship is that of Madame Marie de Vionnet and the heir to a family business. Their affair is lauded by French friends, San Jose.
The Ambassadors.
15. Sociologist William Strauss and Neil Howe divide history into sacula, cycles of spiritual awakening, cultural highs, crises, and unraveling. For 10 points each, what book by Strauss and Howe shares its name with the group of people born to those periods?
Anything? Any guess?
Historical. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Philosopher Kings.
Pardon me? Generations. Strauss and Howe used this phrase for the prophetic generation born during the cultural high of 1943 to 1960.
No. Cultural high of 1943?
Answer, please.
Beat.
Baby boomers. The nomadic 13th generation born during the 1961 to 81 awakening is better known by this name. It originated in a 1964 study of British youth and was used in the title of a Douglas Coupland book.
X.
Got 10 out of that. Toss up 6. Faults along the west side of this mountain range have led to a chain of volcanoes, including Mount Amiata and the Alban Hills. It is geologically related to the Atlas Mountains of North Africa and extends into the Mediterranean. Its subdivisions include the Lucayan, Campanian, and Abruzzi. For 10 points, name this range that contains Mount Etna and runs the length of Italy. San Jose.
Apennines?
Yes. Your bonus, for 10 points each, name these books chronicling cross-country journeys. This 1957 novel by Jack Kerouac was written in 3 weeks.
On the Road.
Correct. The title of this John Steinbeck book refers to a French poodle who accompanied the author to the discovery of nature's beauty.
Travels with Charlie.
Correct. Tom Wolfe wrote this story of Ken Kesey's LSD-influenced bus trip during the psychedelic 60s.
The electric Kool-Aid acid test.
30 on the bonus. Toss up next. Its pairs of plate girders may have led to its second torsional mode be excited by a steady 42 mile per hour wind in a system with Solon.
Galloping Gertie.
That's the place I needed, yes. 15. 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4, in a solution with pH 10. What color would these indicators be? Phenolphthalein.
Pink.
Correct. Litmus.
Litmus would be blue.
Blue?
Correct. Methyl orange.
Clear.
It's yellow, actually. Anthocyanins, which can be extracted from red cabbage.
Purple.
It's also blue. Got two for ten. Tax up next. In the sky above the tidal location, the lark still bravely singing.
Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields, 15. Yes.
Good job.
For San Jose. This man served as editor of the St. Louis Observer as well as the Alton, Illinois Observer. For 10 points each, first name this reverend and abolitionist who was killed by a pro-slavery mob in 1837.
Reverend,
Answer, please.
Reverend, what's his face?
His name is actually Lovejoy. Lovejoy's appropriate middle name was this word that can mean either a local church community or a civil division of Louisiana equivalent to a county.
Parish.
Correct. Alton, this Illinois city where Lovejoy was murdered, was later fittingly the site where what amendment to the U.S. Constitution was drafted? 13th is right. 20 on the bonus. Toss up 9. Known for the sacrosancta decree concerning the conciliar theory, it also condemned 45 of John Wycliffe's propositions. Convened under pressure from Emperor Sigismund, it undid the confusion caused by the Council of Pisa 5 years later and elected a definitive San Jose.
Council of Constance?
Correct. Nice. For 10. This man served as editor of the... What did I did? For 10 points each, name these groups with complaints against the regime of Saddam Hussein. Members of this Islamic denomination were long excluded from the most powerful positions in Iraq despite having a numerical majority.
Shia.
Yes. The second largest ethnic group of Iraq was the target of the Halajba poison gas attack carried out by Chemical Ali.
Kurds.
Yes. These inhabitants of the southern lowlands were almost completely displaced by irrigation programs that divided the Tigris and the Euphrates. Diverted them. Answer.
Tikrits.
They're the Marsh Arabs, 20. Toss up next. A recent Singular ad features this band's song, Get to Me, which mentions landmarks from its native San Francisco. Spider-Man 2 played its song, Ordinary, over the end credits. Its 2004 album, Alive at the Last, collects live versions of songs from My Private Nation, including When I Look to the Sky and Calling All Angels. For 10 points, Solon.
Train.
Train is the band. Bonus. It describes the teen years of Clark Kent, who would go on to fame as Superman. For 10 points each, first name this TV drama.
Smallville.
Yes. This actor plays Clark Kent on Smallville.
No answer.
Actor, Tom Welling. This actor, also seen in Sorority Boys and heard in Racing Stripes, plays young Lex Luthor.
No answer.
Michael Rosenbaum, 10. Toss up 11. This procedure, first described in 19... We'll burn it off. Yes. I'll burn off that question and then we'll go on to the next one after. For fun, this procedure, first described in 1964, involves a highly specialized catheter that can compress an obstructive erythematous plaque. And we were going for angioplasty.
Yeah. At the half, I have 185.75.
185 for Mission San Jose, 75 for Solon.
Guys, don't.
Well, this is.
We'll be back after this word from whatever sponsor we get.
What?
I bet Noah's really surprised that there are other people getting tossed up than me.
You're what?
I bet Noah's really surprised that people are getting tossed up other than me.
He thinks we're one man.
What did
they say about
PCR?
No idea.
What I heard is you're
wrong.
Okay. Are we all set for the second half? Okay, clocks are set. Ray with toss up 12. Here we go. This American athlete's name might suggest that he targeted George Canning during the 1827 elections in Britain. Alternatively, he may be interested in searching out the holy entrances to Shinto temples. In reality, he nabbed an apparently long-gone Barry Bonds hit in the 2002 All-Star Game. For 10 points, Solon. What?
Torrey Hunter.
Torrey Hunter is right.
Oh, that makes sense.
Your bonus. It was first stated by Joseph Louis Proust in 1800. For 10 points each, name this chemical law that every molecule of a pure compound is made from the same number and kind of atoms.
Definite composition.
Law of definite composition.
Yeah, I'll take that. Constant composition, definite proportions. The law of definite proportions was the basis for the fourth postulate of this British chemist's atomic theory.
Dalton?
Yes. The law of definite proportions is a key tenet of this branch of chemistry, the quantitative study of the relationships of products and reactants in a chemical reaction.
Stoichiometry.
That's all 30.
Good.
Toss up next. Three of its tributaries, the West, East, and Middle Forks.
Clear.
The West, East, and Middle Forks form this river's North Branch, which joins with its main branch at Kinsey Street. In 1900, engineers reversed the main branch's flow so that dirty water would go Solon.
Thames?
Complete. Would go into the ship and sanitary canal that helps links the Mississippi River to Lake Michigan. For 10 points, name this river that flows past the loop in the Wrigley Building in its namesake city. San Jose?
Chicago?
The Chicago River, yes. Your bonus.
I know.
This hero lets the treacherous Ganelon goad him into taking command of the vulnerable rear guard as it passes out of Spain. For 10 points each, first name this epic hero.
El Cid. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
El Cid.
Roland. English term is usually applied to Roland's chief comrade in arms, many of whom die with him.
Chief what?
Comrade in arms.
Answer, please.
No answer.
They're the paladins. Roland's friend Oliver begs him to perform this action to summon the rest of the army, but he refuses to do so in the name of honor.
Blow some horn.
Blow a horn.
Blow the horn. That's 10. Toss up the next. As a result of it, decision-making powers were granted to an allied central council, and Vienna and Berlin were divided into four occupation zones. Clement Attlee replaced Winston Churchill as prime. Solon.
Potsdam.
Yes. Good. Bonus. The C major triad includes the notes C, E, and G. For 10 points each, first, what note would you add to the C major triad to form a dominant seventh chord?
B flat.
Correct. Adding an A sharp to the C major triad instead of a B flat would produce this kind of chord.
Sixth.
More information.
Dominant sixth.
Augmented sixth. On a piano with equal temperament, an augmented sixth and dominant seventh sound the same. What music theory term describes notes or chords that are written differently but sound the same?
Enharmonic.
Enharmonic
is right, 20 on the bonus. Toss-up 15. After his father's death, when this man was just 9, he was raised by his older brother in Ordruff, where he was often asked to fix the town's most complicated machine. His career took him to Mulhausen, Weimar, and Leipzig, where each week he produced a new work, often inspired by that week's biblical reading. For 10 points, name this organist and Baroque composer of Solon.
Bach.
More specific?
Johann Sebastian.
Johann Sebastian, yes. The complicated machine was a town organ. Bonus. Imagine you are in Libya and wish to travel by land through a single nation to reach your destination. For 10 points each, what nation would you travel through to reach? First, Israel.
Egypt.
Correct. Mauritania.
Algeria.
Correct. Uganda.
Sudan.
That's all 30.
Good.
Toss up. This man apologized in May 2005 for the racial overtones of comments he made claiming a Solon.
Fox.
15. Guy Fawkes targeted the British Parliament building. For 10 points each, what legislative building was Dutch communist Marinus van der Lubbe executed for torching in 1933?
Reichstag.
Yes. What nation's capital building was sprayed with bullets in 1954 by nationalists led by Lolita Lebron and Rafael Miranda?
Czech Republic?
United States. They were Puerto Rican nationalists. What Russian president had tanks shell his own parliament building in October 1993, killing 170 people in an attempt to quash an uprising?
Yeltsin.
That's 20 on the bonus. Right. Pencil and paper ready. On one side of a scale are 72 equilateral triangular prisms with side lengths 3 inches and thickness 1 inch. They are exactly balanced by an unknown number of 2-inch thick regular hexagonal prisms made of the same material. The longest diagonals of the hexagons are 6 inches. For 10 points, how many of those hexagons balance the 72 equilateral triangles? Mr. Sinao, say.
12.
Nope. Sorry. Solon.
10.
6. Next toss-up.
Sorry.
The first stated...
Clear.
The first started in Antioch and continued through Cyprus and southern Asia Minor. The second went through West... San Jose.
The Crusades?
Sorry, I'll complete. The second went through Western Asia Minor, Macedonia, Philippi, Athens, and Corinth. The third included Ephesus, where local silversmiths nearly killed the traveler for threatening their business and pagan images. For 10 points, give the collective name for these trips by a one-time resident of Tarsus, the author of some of the epistles. Solon?
Travels of Paul?
Yes.
Good.
Good job. Bonus. For 10 points each, name these types of integrals. It has limits of integration and returns a single value, not a family of antiderivatives.
Definite integral?
Correct. In this kind of integral, one of the limits may be infinite, or there may be countable discontinuities on the interval of integration.
Improper?
Correct. Integrals are generally introduced as the limit of this kind of discrete sum as the number of partition points approaches infinity.
Riemann?
That's all 30. Time out.
Hit both of this.
Okay.
Well, that's a little bit better, isn't it?
Okay.
That's perfect. This punch is a lot.
What did you just...
What score?
You guys weren't given it. You may have a chance.
Okay, score at the moment.
No, I'm going to play which question.
What is the score?
Yeah, we're full.
255 Solon, 200. 255 Solon, 200. Mission San Jose. At this timeout, with about how much time left? How much time left?
Give or take.
About 2:54, 2 minutes 54 seconds on the clock.
What question are we on?
What toss up do we have?
We have plenty of toss ups.
Psychic predictions, we'll see how long the last question
is. Toss up 19 coming up. Okay, so we have 10 points in progress.
Because they win during bonuses, they shall answer.
We can't afford to do that.
Oh, now don't. As long as we're ahead, don't do it.
We want our interests to smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and keep getting stuff correct.
Okay. We'll see if the 10 points man.
Okay. Chris Tendiono.
Flatters. That's what parents do.
Okay, are we?
Are
we ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Toss-up 19 is ready to go. Due to a children's sculpture contest submission, the face of Darth Vader sits on its northwest tower. This structure's Bethlehem cornerstone was laid in 1907. Eisenhower's funeral, Martin Luther King's last Sunday sermon, and a prayer service for September 11th victims were all held. Solon.
National Cathedral.
Washington National Cathedral is correct. Your bonus. For 10 points each, name the sub-ranges of the Rocky Mountains. The 600-mile-long range stretches across northern Alaska.
Kodiak?
Brooks Range. Portions of this range lie in a namesake national park south of Yellowstone.
Teton.
Grand Teton is correct. This long mountain range runs along the Idaho-Montana state line.
Beartooth.
Say again?
Beartooth.
One more.
No, he said Beartooth.
Bitterroot Range. Sorry. Thank you.
Clear.
Thank you. Help. Got 10. Next toss-up. Among the man's theories is that economies do not naturally move toward full employment. The title of his most notable book... Solon.
Keynes.
15.
Nice.
It includes arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. For 10 points each, name the subset of the liberal arts, the four ways of treating numbers.
Manners?
Quadrivium. Name any of the three members of the trivium, the subset of the liberal arts that deal with language.
All of this, like rhetoric, math.
Rhetoric, composition,
theology.
First one out was rhetoric. That's good for 10. The others were logic and grammar. The quadrivium was based on the teachings of this Greek philosopher and mathematician who argued that everything consists of numbers.
Aristotle.
Pythagoras. There's 10 on the bonus.
Okay.
Toss up next. In 1999, this former member of the Massachusetts legislature became vice president of government relations for General Motors. Earlier, he was a special assistant to President Reagan and Secretary of Transportation under George H.W. Bush. For 10 points, name this current White House chief of staff who shares his name, Solon.
Andy Card.
Andy Card is
nice.
Right. What? And your bonus. Donated by the Governor General of Canada and first awarded in 1893, it has been contested every year until 2005 with one exception. For 10 points per answer, first name this trophy unclaimed in 2005 thanks to a labor dispute.
Stanley Cup?
Yes. Give both the year in which widespread illness forced abandonment of a Stanley Cup final and the pandemic that killed 2.5 to 5% of the world's population.
1917, Spanish flu?
Spanish flu was 1919, 20 on the bonus.
Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
Oh, keep going. Sorry. Okay, a self-portrait of this woman.
Clear.
A self-portrait of this woman shows butterflies over her head, a black flag cat over her left shoulder, and a black monkey, a symbol of the devil on her right. Around her neck is a traditional hummingbird amulet of Mexico. She began painting Solon.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo is correct. It's subtitled Ferrara since it is spoken by a nobleman modeled on that city's Alfonso II. For 10 points each, first name this poem about a work of art by Fra Pandolf.
My Last Duchess?
Yes, who wrote My Last Duchess?
Browning?
Pardon me?
Browning.
Yes. In the last lines, the Duke points out a bronze of this Roman god that Klaus of Innsbruck cast for him.
Oh, is it like Aphrodite?
What? Roman god.
Roman god.
Neptune.
Neptune.
That's right for 30.
Yes.
Neptune,
yes.
Now are we done?
Yes.
Okay, final score, 370 Solon, 200 for San Jose. We'll find out.